for us. Anytime you got a deciding game in a series, you know, you got to make the most of it. So we got to go up there and have a great attitude, be prepared and be resilient and be ready to face, you know, obviously a hostile environment and play our best.
Now, obviously that starts with having the energy right from the opening tip.
Yeah, I mean, we want to play well the entire game.
You said those same things after game three with the great opportunity game four, so is it just a matter of doing it?
Yeah, I mean, of course it's a matter of doing it. The other thing is, it's not easy to beat a team in this league three times in a row. I mean, and so we missed shots and we gave up offensive rebounds. It's hard to win that way. So, you know, the tempo obviously wasn't great, but we still had tons of great looks and we didn't make them. So, you know, you can't win when you're missing shots that are makeable. You know, I think against this team, that's going to be the way it is. I mean, we're getting a lot of open looks, and we made them in the games we've won. And, you know, I've really got separation, and in the games we've lost, we haven't made them. And so, you know, obviously, that's a really important part of it. But, you know, there's other ways to win games, and we got to be at our best in a lot of areas to win this game.
Why do you think Jared and Channing were able to get loose last night?
Well, I think they've gotten good looks throughout the series. I just think they caught fire yesterday. So hopefully that'll feed their confidence. They're both great shooters. We have a lot of confidence in them. And if they can continue to get looks like that, we feel like they'll make them.
So overall against Portland, what do you think has been the general key now? You've got all these games under your belt.
I feel like shot making has been really important. Our defense has been solid. We've had a couple lapses on offensive rebounds. But making shots, I think, has been the difference. You know, there's obviously, when we make shots, it helps, but also when we play at a higher tempo, it gives us a chance to do other things. In the game where we didn't play at a high tempo in game four, we still, you know, had a lot of good looks. So there's ways to win games, but obviously we're at our best when the ball's moving and we have a good rhythm to our play. I don't know. I mean, it's hard for me to say at this point, but I don't necessarily foresee it being you know, that much of a difference, you know, depending on how he feels and how healthy he is and how he plays, you know. But I know it's got to be a difficult situation for him to, you know, come back after 8 days from surgery. You know, it wasn't really like that. You know, we were being aggressive and he happened to get some fouls. You know, when he got fouls, of course we want to put pressure on people who have fouls, but you know, it was more happenstance, I think, than going out there and saying, let's attack him. Well, that's kind of what we've been doing a lot in this series. So that wouldn't change, I don't think, no matter how, you know, if it was regular season or now.
Did it take you a little time to get in the flow last night, just based off of the shot attempts and your assist totals?
You know, I mean, not really, you know. I think in some games in the series, I'm not going to have, you know, typical numbers because they're trapping the pick and rolls or zoning me off the pick and rolls. So in some ways, like when Amari gets, you know, zoned up on his post-ups, they're kind of doing the same thing to me a lot of times on pick and rolls. So you have to sacrifice, draw two guys, advance the ball. And so a lot of times it's not going to be me making the pass for a basket or getting lots of looks at the hoop, but it's great for our offense that they're playing it that way if guys are making shots. So, you know, I'm happy to make the read and just make the right decision most of the time. And at the same time, try to find that balance of being aggressive to push the ball and put pressure on the defense. I think I got to the line a little bit to kind of counteract, you know, what they were doing to me and limiting my opportunities with trapping the pick and roll.
About the last month of the season, it was always about 90% Amari leading the team in scoring. Yet here in the first five games, you had four different guys. Mm. That's just
I think it's this team that we're playing. You know, they're going to load up on Amari. They're going to flood the paint and take away his, you know, opportunities in the paint. So, you know, I think we have to be accustomed and prepared for that and realize that we got to make them pay for playing that way.
It was deadly. But some one of you guys said Amari's kind of long, so the way he's dealt with
it. Yeah, I mean, it's important for him to not be carried away with what his point totals are, his opportunities. You know, I think He's got to just accept that he might not get the same looks that he would get against other teams, because this team is definitely going to zone that up and make it difficult. It seems, clear to me for the most part they've tried to double my pick and rolls and clog the paint when he gets the post up, and it looks like they want other guys to make the plays. And I think it's important for us to, to get those guys the ball and have confidence in them, because they've done it all year and they'll keep doing it.
Years ago, when they had the ball
in the game. Yeah, I think in the last, like I've said over and over recently, in the last 3 months, he's really evolved as a guy who can read the defense and has a feel for when to go and when not to go. It's just made such a difference in his game. It allowed us, I think, he already was a tremendous player, but it allowed us to really rely on him in isolation and post-up situations.
How much do you guys feed off the bench when you're on the sideline? You see what they're doing when you guys come back?
Well, it's just great because it makes our team difficult to play against, and it takes pressure off the starters. So, I think we're a different team when our bench plays well.
Is there more of an unpredictability about your offense last night?
I don't know. In what way do you mean?
It wasn't persistent screening rolls over. It seemed like you guys scored in a lot of different ways last night.
Yeah, perhaps. I think, we played it at a good tempo, so the ball was moving. We had our fair share of pick and rolls, but we also had, 17 points in transition. I thought we had some great balance, a lot of guys getting to the line. So, I think those things were a little different than the losses, that we got to the line a lot, we were aggressive, and we also had some, hot shooting, but we had a nice rhythm to our game as well.
At least 2 days off, help you guys recover from that every other day.
I think it can only help, but I feel fine, so I don't really feel like I need it. But I'll take advantage of it.
In years past, teams would take you out of the game, especially it seems San Antonio was good at that, and it really bogged the team's offense down. How is this team better at doing that?
Well, I think we're deeper. I think we can play more in motion sets. We can go to Amari on the block more than we used to, and. We have a second unit that, seems like every other game, can really jump on another team's second unit.
Do you agree that this team is better prepared to deal with that than last time?
I think so. Like I said, we're deeper, we're better defensively. I think we're more balanced. We can kind of score in different ways. So I think we are more equipped in different areas than we have been in the past.
Even though he's been up and down, has LB looked more like himself this series?
I think LB's type of player we have a lot of confidence in, and any moment he can explode. So, he hasn't necessarily had the same season he's had in the last couple of years or whenever, that we have seen him at his very best over a long period of time, but I think he's right there. And at any moment we have a lot of confidence that he can explode.